All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, welcome to the central control room for the zoo.
Oh, finally, the top of the zoo.
Yeah. Looking out over all, we can set the prices for the concessions.
Yeah, we can set the prices for the animals.
Everything must go. Yeah.
Everyone must go, Cole.
Okay. Yes, true. Did not mean to dehumanize the animals. Yeah.
Or so.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were selling custodians.
We control the zoo. We're in the control room.
Nobody can unseat us. But over here, we have the big panel of buttons that open all of the cage doors.
Okay.
And I've scraped off the names of what, you know, of what pens these go to. I just want you to press, three buttons and I'll tell you what's let out. Yeah.
This sounds great. Okay. I'm going to press three buttons. Yeah. I'm going to go whap.
Okay. Bang, zap. Yeah. All right. So first, we got the big cats. Yeah. Okay. Oh boy, they have been just tormented, and now they are exacting their toll upon mostly children, it seems.
Yeah.
The second one, penguins are out.
Oh, cute.
Yep. Oh man.
Cute. Look at them walk around. Oh, they're exacting their toll too. I didn't know they did that kind of thing, but
nope.
They're exacting their toll.
Yeah.
On the children, the bloody measure.
Fast little suckers. Yeah. The last one, what actually? Oh, there's a huge cloud of bats over the sky.
Yeah. And they're exacting their toll as well.
Yeah, this should really cause some introspection.
We made the reverse zoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
We finally figured it out. Are we Captain Planet protagonists?
I think so.
Yeah. So we got the cat, the bird, and the bat.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So and it kind of reminds me of Batman Returns.
Genesis version. It's Batman Returns, a horrible video game.
Yeah.
Does want to talk about Batman Returns.
You do. Yeah. It's a who are you?
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. The giant baby from 2001, A Space Odyssey, would be 22 now. That makes me feel old.
So that's good. I like
that. And it'd be really big.
Oh, man. Just think about how much bigger it was going to get if that was just it as a fetus. Come on.
It was just, ugh.
Yeah.
Fetus. Yeah.
This is a Gary pick.
It is.
And it's one of the more... I'm surprised we haven't done this so far.
But, I had to Google it to see if we had.
Right. I mean, it's also not very surprising because you went on a tear of tweeting about posting about Batman Returns.
I was unstoppable. I was a monster.
Yeah. It took 75 federal agents to take you down.
Here's a computer simulation if I was taken down by baseballs. I watched Batman Returns for Christmas because it's a Christmas movie. I hadn't seen it in a long time. It's great.
Okay.
I played this game as a kid. I was like, oh yeah, that game.
Yeah.
Derek played it as well. He used to have VHS tapes of himself playing it.
Oh, was he proud of his performance?
No, he just figured out how to use the VCR and taped himself playing it.
Cool.
He had videotapes of him playing this and then playing Battletoads and just like one of those little mimetic things you remember forever is him as a little squeaky kid going, check out this boot action. And then like the Battletoad kicks a guy and he goes, check out this pause action. And then presses pause and it plays the Battletoads pause theme. And check out this pause action has been living rent free in my head.
Oh yeah.
For like, 30 years now.
That's a perfect phrase if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Check out this pause action. Batman Returns, an awful video game.
Yeah. I was surprised at how non-functional this was.
I wanted to put this in as a little bit of a counterfactual of if a video game has a grappling hook, it's good.
Oh no, that has been so thoroughly disproved.
I know. I just wanted to throw this on the pile, especially in the Abject Suffering pile where, Home Improvement, which has a grappling hook, is good.
Uh-huh.
And this, which has a grappling hook, is bad.
It's very bad. Yeah.
This is an awful video game.
And what's wild is this has the grappling hook that like this has the grappling hook behavior that I want from a grappling hook game. So many cheap out or flinch and just make it like, oh yeah, you can, this is just a way to cross a gap, right? Like you can only latch onto these particular blocks. In this, you can swing, but whether or not you're going to deploy the grappling hook, well, that's between you and your god.
It is really up to chance.
Yeah,
it really sucks. Yeah. It also isn't my least favorite form of grappling hook, which is you can only grapple onto a specific doodad.
Yeah,
because the game developers are cowards.
Yes.
This one you can go onto anything, but you wouldn't want to.
No. And also, it's way too zoomed in for a game that is about, you know, ostensibly doing these kind of swings.
Yes.
So everything is a leap of faith in this. And it's not great.
It's the kind of quality I expect from Malibu Comics Interactive.
What's Malibu Comics?
Oh, well, I mean, we don't have time for that. Malibu Comics was
an... Hey, Gary, what's a Bakugan?
Malibu Comics was a weird also-ran. Okay. And comics eventually got bought by Marvel. But they had a bunch of characters like... this is where the X-Mutants came from. Did we ever do the X-Mutants?
No.
For this? Oh, that'll be a pick at some point for me.
Yeah.
A lot of shitty comics and everything. Okay. But their game division is who made this.
That is so weird that this competitor ? To DC is making a Batman game.
They also made Abject Suffering alum Three Ninjas Kick Back.
Oh, yeah.
And future Abject Suffering alum Dinosaurs for Hire.
Buh?
Oh, my God.
Huh. I was unaware Time Tracks. Of that.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
The cliffhanger game. Yeah.
Yeah, they've done some stuff we've done. David Robinson, Supreme Court. Oh, it's about basketball. I was very excited there for a second. They shouldn't be thinking that's about the Supreme Court.
Tell me more.
Descent.
They did Riddick Bowe boxing.
Yeah, they've done a bunch of stuff we've done. Dinosaur for Hire looks great. It's about dinosaur mercenaries who carry guns and stuff. Ah, beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, this is a bad game company that only makes bad games, including this one.
Yeah. I beat the first level by using save states to get through the just interminable fight with Catwoman. And then I got to the building that is slightly tilted that you're in for the second level. And
it's really hard.
I've seen enough.
It's also very tilted. It's 45 degrees.
Yeah.
At the time this came out, some people like this. Entertainment Weekly gave it an A.
What?
And it won some awards from Electronic Gaming Monthly for best licensed game of 1992.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Are we sure that was for the Genesis one, or was it for the...
In 1992, all the titles together were awarded for best license of the year.
Because Batman Returns is so many games.
It is. It's a billion games. This was the one I picked because it's the one I played the most.
Right.
But there are way better versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are better versions of it. Way better is probably a little bit of a exaggeration.
Yeah.
There. Am I going to say that the Sega CD version is worse.
Right, because it has the 3D racing things.
Yeah.
No, they made it for the Lynx, too. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mostly just want to talk about Batman Returns, which is one of the most deeply weird movies that have ever been.
I haven't seen it since I went to see it in the theater when it came out. So it came out in, when did the movie come out? 1992?
Yes.
1992. So I would have been 5 years old. I don't remember a lot of things from when I was 5 years old. Not a lot of childhood memories, actually, realizing as a growing up. But I do remember going to see this. I don't remember specifically what happens, but the Catwoman origin sticks out in my mind as being something that was at least memorable, if not really fucked up and maybe too scary for me to be seeing at 5 years old. And then just the general grossness of Danny DeVito's Penguin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's grosser than a movie now would make it.
Yes.
Danny DeVito's Penguin is really disgusting.
I remember him going and freaking out the socialites by being a little mutant gremlin guy.
He's a little mutant gremlin guy. At one point, he walks around in stained underwear onesie the entire time that looks like it's never been washed.
Yeah.
At one point he just eats a fish.
Yep. I remember that. Yeah.
Eats a fish. At another point he bites off a PR guy's nose. The guy is there. He's just like, you know, the guy's teasing him, you know, about his looks, and this makes Penguin mad. Mm-hmm. So Penguin's like, yeah, just like the gaping wound you have on your face. And he's like, oh, what gaping wound? And then the Penguin bites off his nose.
Uh-huh.
And presumably chews and swallows it.
Well, yeah, no, otherwise.
In, the, you know, in front of
a big, it.
Exactly. He's not going to do surgeon. He's the Penguin. He's not the surgeon. And a bunch of like people are just sitting around watching, and they're just like, okay, he's our mayor.
Uh-huh.
And then runs for mayor.
I forgot that was the plot.
That is the plot is he runs for mayor at the behest of Christopher Walken
as an
evil industrialist who wants to. The whole plot is about Gotham City having a power surplus, but him wanting to make a nuclear power plant.
Okay.
So he can squirrel away the power for the future.
Oh,
it's like dumb Chinatown. Like, it's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, it's exceedingly fucking weird. But the Penguin stuff, everyone knows the Penguin stuff's weird in this.
Uh-huh.
The thing upon rewatching that was really fun was seeing how weird Michelle Pfeiffer's performance is as Catwoman.
Yeah.
One of the all-time strangest, like slinkiest.
Uh-huh.
Overtly sexualized children's show performances I've ever seen. There's a scene where she's talking to the Penguin, trying to seduce him, and he's like, how about you just me and you get together? You know, he's real horny, and she like is laying down on the bed licking her arm like a cat, and then takes his pet bird from a cage and puts it in her mouth like she's gonna eat it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no explanation for how she got cat powers, why cats like her.
She's
got thrown out of a window.
She's undead, isn't she? Like she fell out of the window and died. And then seriously, this is my memory of it. She fell out of the window and died. Wasn't she a journalist who was like looking into something and she was assassinated?
Yeah, okay. She was a secretary of him who spent the first like 20 minutes of the week just walking around like, this is why I can't get a date. Like saying stuff like that over and over until Christopher Walken throws her out of a window because she went snooping.
Yeah. Yeah. So like she falls out of the window and then like the cats bring her back to life, save her life.
The cats come and chew on her fingers. Like it shows them like bloodily, like down to the bone until she wakes up and becomes a cat lady.
Yeah.
Like angrily sews a costume. The idea is I think that she's just snapped, but she also somehow gains superhuman agility.
Right.
And that
right.
part is unexplained.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also like the Penguin's mutation is unexplained. He just lives in a sewer.
He's just like a mutation. That. He's just a deformed guy. He's like a thalidomide guy.
God
I mean, that is what it is. Like that is the textual explanation. Yeah. He has no powers.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in a sewer and he gathered the Red Triangle Gang, which are all the circus people who joined him because he looks weird.
Yeah.
And he has access to technology through his circus friends.
Okay.
There's no powers. He just has like umbrellas that do things and he's got like vehicles.
Yeah.
But he was thrown into the sewers because Pee Wee Herman and his mom didn't like that he had a deformity when he was born.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
But, so basically because this is a Tim Burton Batman, I assume everybody got their powers by being thrown into a vat.
But there's no vats. There's just the one big vat that we all live above, you know? Like he just has technology umbrellas and no morals. Like the moral of the story is awful. It's not like, oh, you know, he is thrown out. It's a very anti nature versus nurture story. You know, it's like, no, he was evil from the beginning. They were right to throw him in a sewer. Batman's real passive throughout the whole thing.
Michael Keaton is a very good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But to my recollection, again, because I haven't seen these movies since I was a kid, I don't remember anything about him as Batman. He is not like he's not a factor in those movies, really, to my mind.
He's barely in it and he's very relaxed.
Yeah.
As Batman. He spends a lot of time just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he like quadrupled his asking. To play Batman. He didn't want to do it again. Right. And I was just like, fuck yeah, get that paycheck to just kind of shrug in a Batman outfit.
Get on that paper chase, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Get paid more to do less. Yeah.
Exactly. I want worse Batman with worse graphics for less money made by less talented people.
Yeah. No, I'm sure Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman was somebody's awakening. It was just because I'm just looking at the costume again. It's straight up. It's straight up like latex dom shit.
It had to be painted on.
Yeah.
You know, and she's sexy in it. Like, there's no Michelle
Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in this specifically, she's not just like standing there as like a principal object, in a school. Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying she like poses and, you know, does a bunch of sexy poses. She does licks her arm and stuff.
Yeah.
He's a bird. All kinds of sexy shit we can do.
All this cat stuff. You know, you know the way a cat's sexy?
Yeah, exactly. Falls into a gigantic pile of kitty litter, like a sexy cat.
Yeah.
You know?
Does that happen in the movie? Does she like jump into it? She jumps into a big thing at kitty litter to like she's Ezio.
That's exactly it. She's going to fall and die, but she lands in a bunch of kitty litter.
Oh, okay.
The kitty litter is just being transported loose.
Sorry, it's not like, in packages.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's like for one of those self-serve candy things. Like they have those at pet stores every once in a while. Pre-COVID, they used to have just the big pile of litter that was self-serve in Petco. Do you ever see that?
No.
Oh, there's just like a big pile of litter and you could like bag your own.
All of my litter comes in 40-pound bags.
Same. Like I always thought it was insane, but if you wanted to, you could buy cat litter in bulk like they're almonds.
Yeah, I mean Michelle Pfeiffer, she can't hold a candle to Julie Newmar,
Meriwether,
or Eartha Kitt. Yeah,
there's only one true Catwoman.
Yeah,
it's a pretty confused movie. It doesn't explain as much as you maybe think it would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a real flabby ending. It goes on for eternity.
Is Catwoman a villain in it, or is she? Or
she's supposed to be kind of both.
Okay.
So that's
Catwoman for you.
Yeah. She ultimately breaks good. She wants revenge against Christopher Walken because Christopher Walken was her boss who tried to kill her a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
And Batman wants him to go to jail because he's Batman. He sucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Penguin just kind of orthogonally involved because he also doesn't like Gotham as a city.
Right.
Like his whole plan in order running for mayor was a smokescreen for what he's actually going to do, which is kidnap all of the firstborn sons of Gotham.
He wants to be an Egyptian plague.
He wants to be an Egyptian plague, like a sewer plague for penguins.
Huh.
Really cute trivia about this movie. They used a lot of real penguins and they were treated, better than you and I are, like, sushi grade fish and cooled trailers and stuff like they should be. But then they also, they created robotic penguins, and they had little people in penguin costumes for some of the things. And then when the camera was on, the penguins hung out with the robots and like treated them like family and stuff.
Oh,
I know. Right.
God, I love it. Penguins.
It's so cute. Penguins are so cute.
Yeah.
They're incapable of dignity.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes In the Mouth of Madness so funny when the gigantic penguins are chasing them.
Yeah.
He's just Lovecraft. He needs to stop talking about animals he's never seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. The thing that I thought was cute. So both Michelle Pfeiffer and Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito, like they specifically asked for these roles. Like it was like, oh fuck, I want to be in a Batman movie. This is perfect. And just the self-knowledge on Danny DeVito to say like, oh, there's the Penguin. All right, here it comes.
I'm already that.
Yeah.
Like I love him. I love Danny DeVito. Like it's not rare now. Everyone loves Danny DeVito now, but you should because he's great.
Yeah,
that is just a beautiful man.
Yeah,
with a beautiful idea, and just like, yeah, man, I'll just be in underwear and eat raw fish all day. Like I'm a disgusting little goblin man. It's the part I was born to play.
The beautiful idea of Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it's really great. Good job, man.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer learned how to do whip techniques in real life. Like she did there's a scene in this where she whips the heads off of like four mannequins in a row and she did that live in one take.
Nice.
Like everybody lost their mind. Mm-hmm. And she could also only be in the outfit for like 15 minutes at a time because it's one of those many costumes with body counts.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know? No, it's basically the Goldfinger pain assassination.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Fun movie.
Yeah.
Super fun movie.
No, I just, there's so many like movies that like I remember them because they got into rotation, right?
Yes.
Like we had this on VHS and I just watched it all the time. This is a movie that I can for sure say that I've only seen all the way through once. And the fact that I still remember stuff from it, 32 years later, I think does speak a little bit to its,
its overall quality. Yeah. I recommendations poison. Et cetera, et cetera. You can have a way worse time than watching Batman Returns.
I'm sure.
Even in 2024, like it's on HBO Max, throw it on in the background. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun and funny.
Yeah. So in the lead
up hot.
in the lead up to today, I have a very distinct, again, speaking of memory, I have a very distinct memory of playing this at a so in the like shopping plaza by the Walmart in my hometown where we went to get haircuts.
Okay.
Got haircuts of famous hair. Two doors down from that was a like a video game, like a used video game store kind of place. And whenever we got a haircut, I would go over there because they had demo TVs up to like be able to play stuff. And this game was in there forever, right? Like it was always in the Sega Genesis. So I was, you know, always playing this and obviously not getting far because it's not a very good game, but it was a fact that I was kind of sneaking this little game in, you know, during, you know, during haircut or whatever. I spent a half hour today, Gary, trying to remember the name of that store. This is not an interesting story. Yeah. No, this is not, it's not chain. But like, I feel like this is a, you know, very, very universal thing, right? That place is a core memory for me, right?
Yeah.
Loved going there. Huge deal. And when I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to talk about where I first played this, what was the name of that store? And it came back blank. I was very distressed, Gary, because of all the things I should remember, of all of the dumb shit that I do remember.
Yeah.
But to lose this, right?
Can I... suggest a tactic you may have not tried yet.
Okay.
Did you know that on Google Maps, you can sometimes go,
well, you can go back in time.
Yeah. You can go back in time and you remember famous hair.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was thinking, wondering if you could like,
no, I've done
based
that.
On that, but yeah, this is going to be before Google.
No, it would have been, I think it closed like, definitely before 2007 when Google Maps was a thing. No, I've definitely done like the time tourism on, on Google Maps, just like getting like wizard high and putting on a VR helmet and using one of those maps.
Yeah.
Just going back to old houses. Like watching a tree grow in front of my old college house in real time.
It's one of the more surreal times you can have.
Just weeping. Yeah.
No,
So I attempted, you know, just to go see. No, it didn't pop up. I eventually remembered it, but I looped in my entire family, none of whom remembered what it was. And the way that I cracked it, I still have a strategy guide that I bought from there.
So I
went. It was the Super Mario RPG strategy guide. I bought it used. The name of the place was not on the sticker on it, but when I pulled it out and looked at it, I remembered. Oh fuck, Video Game Exchange.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also just the most generic ass name for what that is.
I know, right?
Yeah. Way less esoteric than famous hair.
Yes.
Famous like the idea hair. Of famous hair. Yeah, that's where Cole got his famous hair.
Yeah. The little mullet that I had until I was like seven.
Yep. Nationally renowned mullet. That's great.
Yeah, I was distressed. I felt like I was losing my mind. My head was full of bees.
Yeah. That kind of thing fucks you up.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. One of the things I like about this as a video game is that the Red Triangle Gang are already like super powered weirdos in the movie.
Yeah.
But they get literal superpowers. Like I'm watching this Let's Play of it. It's about 18 minutes out of 33 minutes.
Okay.
And Batman's walking past these mirrors. The mirrors have tall, lanky, like spider clown kind of things, like clowns with the same limb proportions as a Daddy Long Legs.
Okay.
Jumping out of a mirror to fight him.
Okay. So he has funhouse mirror proportions and is jumping out of the mirror.
This
is
some kind
as
like a Slender Man.
Right.
Size guy. And then they also, the fire breathers can teleport in the video game.
Okay.
Which they cannot do in real life.
Mm,
as far as I can tell.
I'm going to need to check your mouth on that.
Yeah. Give it a shot. Eat some fire.
Okay.
See if it lets you teleport.
BRB, let me just drink this candle.
Don't drink candle, mister.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot of game fact stuff or anything like that.
No.
Literally just one. And it also exposed me to dinosaurs for hire, which I am going to bookmark for my next vanity pick because I never heard of dinosaurs for hire.
No. That's the most scary thing that ever Gary.
Dinosaurs for Hire comic by Tom Mason, 1988, published by Eternity Comics.
The game facts thing that I found here, there's a review by King Broccoli. The title is King Broccoli Returns ... this sorry game to the shop that swindled me out of $2.
No, I've been swindled. Yeah, this is one of those things where I missed the review because there's 1,000 of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, one word answer it. With I love you, Batman, part two. But that's for the NES version. So, okay.
Yeah. There is somebody who has reviewed all of the versions of this. Yeah.
Is it not King Broccoli?
It's Zork Wesker.
Oh, okay. Broccoli at least is pretty terse in his review. No, it's not. Oh, no, never mind. That actually is really long. Yeah. It looks really short for a second, but now it's long.
Yeah, King. Then I scrolled down. Yeah, King Broccoli likes to type is the thing. Yeah.
Zork Wesker. Super Saiyan DJ Sephiroth. Zork Wesker. What a weird intersection of interests. Oh, Casket Darkfire is in here, of course.
Yeah. With two of them. For the versions you think, but for the NES one and the Lynx one.
Yeah. A year apart. It took them a little while to work it up.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Anything else? You had a last episode, you had a digression. Was that about that video game store?
No, God, no. It was because that was very specifically about Batman Returns. Yeah. No, it was also a song thing. The song came up that I was listening to Down in the Park.
Gary Newman.
Yeah. And that's why the Cars intro last time made me think. Yeah. It was like, oh, yeah, it's funny you say that. Hey, what a perfect song is that?
Yeah, that's
like,
a great song.
It's a source book in a song.
Yes.
And how crazy
where the
is
mock it? Men meet the machines and play Kill by Numbers.
Yeah.
Get
down in the
here.
Park with a friend called Five. Yes. Yeah. Come to Zom's, the place to eat like it was built in one day. Like even just the structure where like the line ends and it could be a sentence, but the next one recontextualizes by continuing it on.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so perfect.
It's a really great song. Yeah. That entire Two Bay Army, Our Friends Electric, like Army is album is perfect front to back.
Oh yeah.
Like Gary Newman is one of those artists where like everyone just remembers Cars and thinks that they're not serious.
No.
When they were actually on some cool next level shit.
Oh yeah. I mean, you watch them perform Down in the Park live. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this isn't just me appreciating it for the fact that, again, it is a source book in a song. How wild is it that the Venture Brothers ran for 18, 19 years with their reference pool and they never worked the fucking Mach Men into it? That is so suspicious to me.
It makes me think.
Perfect.
That it's possible that it just wasn't their thing, right? Like Replicas is the name of the album. I said it wrong before. Yeah. Maybe they just weren't into Gary Newman.
Maybe.
You know, which is weird to me because I think Gary Newman's really great.
Yeah.
But like maybe, you know, because they did have kind of a glamier kind of angle to things. And Gary Newman is in that, on that Thomas Dolby spectrum, you know, of like, I am actually a machine man.
Yeah, probably. You know, kind of Brian Eno is probably about as far as they went in terms of that.
And Brian Eno is, keyboardist for Roxy Music and producer of Talking Heads. Like, he's pretty all purpose.
Yeah.
You know, those three rock albums are just rock albums.
Yeah.
There.
Hmm.
Yeah. The Mach Men. The whole album is like a concept album because you get the Mach Men, you'll reference many times.
Mm-hmm.
I Nearly Married a Human. It's so good.
I just wanted to express my admiration for that song.
It's a perfect song. It's really good. I've been trying to get the band to cover something from that album, and I'm pretty open to a lot of stuff. Down in the Park, that the X-Files soundtrack, Foo Fighters, kind of colonized
that
version.
Yeah.
And then Our Friends Electric is very known, but I've been trying to see if they would do You Are in My Vision, which I think we could do pretty well. And it's not 5 minutes long like a lot of songs in there. But
That Foo Fighters version, that was the first version of it that I heard. It's hard to go back and listen to it because they turned the weird, like, sparkly galactic synth that they have over the bridge. They turned that into like a little guitar riff, like solo kind of thing. And it's nowhere near as charming.
No, it was more that struck me. And this isn't just me being against the storyteller. That always strikes me as look how cool we are for liking this song.
As
a cover a little bit. Like that whole, that album is so fucking weird. The songs in the key of X.
Yeah.
Where it was like half things like that, you know, like this is vaguely attached to it. And then half like there's really no reason for this. That's the thing that has the REM, William S. Burroughs singing Star Me Kitten.
Yeah.
Fuck me, kitten. You are wild. Like,
no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The main artist who was in that, who did something that was related, I think, is Frank Black, who loves UFOs, has seen, you know, swears this day he has seen UFOs and has been singing about them his entire life.
Yeah, Frank Black, he's that's a thing. He doesn't catch the heat that Billy Corgan does.
No.
For being that particular kind of weirdo.
Yeah, well, because he doesn't fucking suck. Did you see, I love the thing, did you see the thing with the Smashing Pumpkins putting out an ad where you can email them to be their guitarist?
Yep.
You can do it.
I could.
Like, you, Cole Ross, if you want to, you can send an email to the Smashing Pumpkins and be like, I'd do it. That's incredible. What a cell phone.
I can fake my way through Cherub Rock.
Yeah. What an incredible cell phone. Like, just like, I don't know. We'll open up to the fans, I guess. Nobody who we know wants to play guitar with us.
Nobody wants to work with us.
Like, do you know how easy it is just to find a guitarist for shit like that? All the has-been bands from the 90s all can just pull people from Copra Verde whenever they need to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
they can find... like, you just grab a guy.
No, you could just just cast a fishing line into a Guitar Center and find somebody.
Or just, you find somebody else from one of those bands.
Yeah.
Like the Cars, Rick Ocasek died, and there's like, I don't know, Todd Rundgren. Uh-huh. Like you just get somebody who is a contemporary who is also behind the times.
Yeah.
You know, and you just get them to play guitar, and they had to be like, email us at our Hotmail address. We made this, there's six fonts on this flyer, and we made it in Microsoft Paint. Do you want to be our guitarist?
And their description for it was, I can't find the image right now, just incredible. By doing cursory searching, but the description of the kind of person they want.
Yeah, it's really good. It very, very funny to me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I forgot that Red Right Hand was on this X-Files.
Also, that works really well.
Yeah.
I want to go listen to the X-Files theme PM Dawn remix. Now, because I wonder what that's like. That's interesting. Really, really fucking weird record, though. Songs inspired by
that was the thing, though, right? You just you would go buy a film soundtrack, and only like three songs were actually used in the movie.
Yep, and just the kind of things that this reminds you of.
Yeah, or you know, artists from the label that was associated with the movie theater, with the movie studio, who are contractually obligated to contribute to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. The REM Burroughs collaboration and Elvis Costello Brian Eno collaborations were more interesting in theory than in practice. Yeah.
Well,
there's also probably a Rob Zombie song on there.
Yeah.
I don't need that in my
life.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. No need.
Oh, well.
This is about all I got to say about Batman's.
Same here.
Yeah. Everybody should go watch Batman Returns again. It's on HBO. It's good. It holds
up. Everybody should go listen to Down in the Park again.
Yeah, listen to all of Replicas. Replicas is very good.
Yeah.
All those like new wave 80s bands like that, their first record is legit usually.
Yeah.
Like the first Thomas Dolby album is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of those bands have really good first records with really good non-single tracks.
Yeah.
Check them out. Mm-hmm. Hey kids, have you heard about music from the 80s? Uncle Gary's here to tell you about it. It's 45 years ago, and it was music I liked.
Yeah. Like, pull up a chair and attend the tale about a group called Television.
Yeah. have you heard the good news about the Cause?
Wait a minute, don't leave. I haven't gotten to Zap yet.
Yeah.
Or I forget. Yeah, what am I thinking of?
There's no Zap.
Yeah.
With Cars? I don't know what you're thinking of.
No, it's what is it? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Fuck.
The Candio. No. Thanks everyone for listening. We appreciate you. You still working on that? Still chewing on that? Zap.
They did this town. Sparks. There we go.
There we go. Yeah. Zap is a pretty good pulling that out. But Sparks is a 70s band.
Okay.
You can support us on patreon.com/duckfeedtv if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd appreciate it. You get bonus episodes of this. You can also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
You can. You can also join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Yes.
I feel bad having that long of the music conversation without her involved.
Yeah. Gwen probably has some great insight. into this. Yeah. I wonder if Gwen likes Two-Way Army. I should ask her.
Probably.
Yeah, I should hope so. She likes Devo.
So, true.
Yeah. I think that's about it. What should they do until next time?
Well, Gary, until next time for the Butter Man, I'm Coleslaw. Keep suffering out there, folks. God, I hate when people give me the nickname, like roll my nickname or my name into Coleslaw. I don't like that very much.
Will thing. Will hates it when people mess with his name.
I don't mind when people mess with my name. I don't like coleslaw at all. Yeah. Because of my version of mayo.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a cream based food.
Yeah. I just don't, you know, I don't care for it.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck around with cream based things.
Hey, so take notice, Jordan. Don't do that again.